with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
What is going on? It's Breakfast Roll to Cooper and Una. We had a very fun show today. We got kicked off this morning with Una. Do you know what it is? I think anything I put my hand to or buy or do anything that is just maybe a little bit new to you, it's notion-y to you then.
No. You're just a walking bag of notions. You scream notions. It's kind of funny, really, because, you know, you think you're notion-y.
No, I don't think.
No, you want to be notion-y. Do you know what I mean? You like having notions. You like being a man who has a gravy boat. You like being a man who has an arbor. You like being a man who makes juniper jam. Or what is
juniper
that?
Jam?
What's that jam you make?
Jostabry.
Like, Jostabry. Who's ever heard of a Jostabry?
I'll have to get you to try me nettle pesto come spring.
Nettle pesto, my arse. Seriously.
That's not where you spread it. Anyway, this is a new thing that Una discovered that we have in our house.
How are we feeling today?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm in the mood for outing people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, go on. What have you got?
So we went for a drive yesterday.
We did.
Doing a bit of out and about stuff, you know, after the show. And you struck up a conversation with me.
But we were in the car for an hour.
And you were like,
talk, you know.
Oh my God, Una, have you bought the watermelon toilet paper from the shops
I
yet?
I didn't say it like that.
It's divine. It smells so good. I don't need any scented candles in my bathroom now because just walk in and you just get a hit of watermelon. This is now what I was listening to in the car. I was like, are you serious? Like, what tax bracket are you on to be going off buying water? Melon scented paper roll. Seriously.
They're regularly priced toilet roll, Una. There's nothing more expensive than regular toilet roll.
But it's notions, though, like, you know what I mean?
Hang on a sec. There's nothing notions to be about it. Like, they're all over TikTok. Everybody's talking about them. And it says.
Everyone's talking about them on TikTok.
Yeah, they said these will make your bathroom smell amazing. You don't need to go get your fancy soaps and your fancy candles or anything like that. Or your potpourri.
And, potpourri. Yeah, hello, 1997. Wow.
And you walk in, the bathroom smells lovely, a fresh watermelon, and it's not that kind of like bathroom cover-up smell.
I can just imagine it being really sweet and sickly and you've done a really dirty poo and you're like, it's okay, I don't have to, you know, light a match or spray anything because I've got my lovely watermelon scented toilet roll.
You must go through loads of matches, do you?
No, do you?
You know the way people light a candle, you know, kind of like hoping somebody returns home. There's always a candle lit in Una's bathroom. Hoping that nobody turns up.
Listen, don't deflect the slag back on me now, buddy. You're the one going around talking about your watermelon toilet roll.
There's nothing to be ashamed of having a nice smelling toilet roll. At all. Nice smelling bathroom, clean toilet roll, clean bottom.
Clean bottom?
Yeah, it's what it's for.
Well done. Clean bottom. Delight. Well.
And smells of watermelon as well. It's lovely.
Oh, that's disgusting. We don't want to be talking about you. Anyway.
You're just jealous.
No, I'm not. I just think you're notion-y. And a word of advice.
And also, the packaging is eco-friendly. It's paper packaging, so it's not plastic like what you'd be like buying.
What do you mean? But how do you know what I buy?
Because you wouldn't. You'd be just like, grab the cheapest thing you can get your hands on.
So
look at that, it's plastic. This'll kill a dolphin. This is what we do. Oh, I hope it's 8-ply. That'll clog the system. That's what you're all about.
8-ply?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. If it's not like a duvet. You know, Una doesn't buy a toilet roll in ply. She buys it in tog.
And tell me, this watermelon toilet, what ply is that?
Two-ply. Yeah, yeah.
And is there... I didn't even know there was... plies on toilet rolls.
Of course there is.
Thanks for educating me.
If you've an old kind of like ancient Georgian toilet system, even though there wasn't toilets in the Georgian times, but if you have a really old house...
I beg to differ on that, but carry on.
in the actual houses, you would have had outhouses, but like your actual toilets, they're not great.
Handling
an awful lot of things. Why are we talking about flushing since you brought this up?
No, I'm asking you about plies and you started talking about Georgian toilets. I'm like, what's he up?
It disposes of better than your quilted tog that you use.
Well, thanks for mansplaining that to me. Yes! Pervert.
Breakfast rolled.
Watch now. I'll tell you what. I'll bring in some watermelon toilet paper tea, and you'll be like, "Oh, actually, yeah, maybe."
Do bring it in.
Yeah, I'll bring a sheet in so you can have a whiff.
One sheet.
Yeah.
Who are you, Donal?
It's a bit. It's a bit spenny. You know what I mean? Speaking of Donal, this is our survey says this morning.
Before we do our survey says, Una was having a go at me because just in conversation yesterday to Una said, "Oh, we got this lovely toilet roll, should try it out." And you're just like, "What?"
No, that wasn't it. He was like, "OMG, Una, have you bought the watermelon scented toilet roll yet? Have you? It's amazing. It smells so good. You don't have to use any candles. You just walk into the bathroom and it just hits you this beautiful smell." So he was trying to say it covers up his poop smells, but anyway. So, I just think this is what a conversation starter, A. And B, notions.
Not at all. I guarantee if you go into work or college or school today, you ask around, see how many people have watermelon scented toilet paper.
Watermelon scented bog roll. Bye. There you go.
That is 1000% notions.
It's a notions.
Like, surely scented toilet roll is like an infection, like thrush or something waiting to happen. Like, you shouldn't be messing with stuff down there. Oh, I'm squirming at the thought of it.
How can you get a yeast infection from scented toilet paper?
You don't know what can happen, you know, when you go messing with the systems.
Morning, guys. Sue here in Galway.
Hey, Sue. How are you, buddy?
First of all, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I love to hear from you.
And I think anyone that has sent a toilet roll like that, the only reason why they'd have it is if their head is up their own backside. Have a good one.
Yes. Boom, 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 boom. Where's that noise that you play? Where is that? Come on. So what did Soup say again?
Oh, sorry, no, I just blocked him.
Oh, no, Soup said that you basically had your head was up your arse. Are you going to play it or will I have to do that? No, oh, he's cross now, Soup. Yes!
At least if my head's up my own arse, it smells nice up there.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Okay, listen to you.
I don't care. I'm having my fun.
Good. All right. Our survey says this morning, total
research has shown
we don't have time.
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google last year, 2025.
Oh wow. Okay. So, what do you reckon was the most trend-searched-related question on Google?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
087-1102-107. Okay. Jesus, there was so many things. What was it? Where's the best place to get watermelon scented toilet?
Oh, stop.
Now, what's a Labubu?
No, that's a good guess.
It is a good guess. It's a great guess.
Labubus went mad last year. It's not the answer, though.
I think they're doing a Labubu movie.
Are they?
Of course they are.
They're strange looking things.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
Don't talk ill of them.
Won't talk ill of the Labubus.
They'll come and get you in your sleep. They are the boogeyman.
Well, I wonder if people were searching like older trends to kind of get back into fashion. Mm. Like, you know, the bucket challenge.
Oh, the ice bucket.
The ice bucket, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
No, it wasn't.
Ages ago.
It wasn't the ice bucket challenge.
Okay.
Okay, let's get some guesses here at 087-1102-107. Donal?
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025.
What do you reckon it was? Don't Google it. Just send in your guesses on voice notes. Donal, what is the question we're asking on our survey says this morning? Because a lot of people are giving us the same answer. So I just want to see, is this the right one?
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025.
All right, 087-1102-107. This has got to be it.
Good morning, guys. My guess is, what is 6-7?
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand the thing. My niece always does it. Doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah. My guess is, what is 6-7? This is Chloe from Galway.
Thanks, Chloe.
Everyone in the back of the car on the way to school on the bus now waving their arms up and down.
Yeah. Una in the driving seat yesterday. 6-7.
6-7.
No, it's not the answer. That was high on the list, but it wasn't the actual highest thing searched.
That's not it.
Not it. No,
okay,
not.
So we got to get some fresh guesses in because literally everybody has said that. Okay. 087-1102-107. The question is,
this was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025.
We have been inundated with guesses on 087-1102-107. Literally, as we were saying, what the answer wasn't, a plethora of guesses came in with the same guess. So the question is,
This was the most searched trend-related question on Google in 2025, last year.
Everybody's saying, 6-7, is it 6-7? Is it, what the hell is 6-7? So what's 6-7? So it's 6-7, so basically, it's not that, but this did come in.
Skibbity Riz or something like that.
Is this, what's Skibbity Riz? Skibbity Toilet and everything like that. That was huge.
What's a Skibbity Toilet?
Don't get into it right now, we don't have time.
Yeah.
No,
it's not what Skibbity is. No.
Okay.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
First time, so happy new year.
Happy new year to you too, broski.
I'd say it has to be something to do with AI.
Ooh.
Seeing as it's Google, it's probably Gemini, is it?
It's Gemini, Google's little AI assistant.
Yeah, he's close in terms of it's to do with AI. Everyone's like, who?
What?
What?
That's your star sign, Gemini.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what came into my head.
That's the way you work.
That's the way. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Very Taurus of you.
Very Taurus. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, wow. That explains an awful lot.
Identify as a Libra, though. Carry on.
Right. Of course you do. Identify as anything you like.
Yeah.
Today I identify as... There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not Skibbity, it's not 6-7, is it Gemini?
No, it's close in terms of AI. The answer is where is it gone? It's basically...
You can do it, Donald. Yeah, Saturday, use your
I've
words.
Got lots of things written down. It's how to use AI to make a generated image of yourself.
Oh.
Because everyone was making images of themselves.
Oh, yeah, remember
like
we
cartoons.
Made toys of us?
Did we?
Yeah, the action figures.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
The Lego ones.
No.
Were they not Lego?
No.
No.
They were just like a little plastic doll thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just a picture. You didn't actually make the doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was lovely. You're trying to take credit for that now or something. That was AI.
I said we, and then you went you, and then you went Lego. I said no. Are you trying to take credit for it? Wait for it. Wait for it. Thanks for.
Thanks for what?
Mansplaining.
Mansplaining.
There you go. Yeah. Are you on my tennis? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolls. We had a good game of Rhyme It this morning with Nicola from Moat, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Did a good job.
She was. She's still getting over the flu. God love her. So
yeah, herself and her poor doggy Pablo. What a great name for a dog.
Pablo. Yeah, human names for dogs are always good. Or numbers.
Numbers for... Oh, you have your... Well, you called your dog Seven.
Yeah.
Was it after the character in Stranger Things?
No, because their name is 11.
Oh, sorry.
Here's Nicola and Moat playing Rhyme It. Just because it rhymes.
7-11.
Just a little bit. No, all of it. Playing Rhyme It this morning, looking to get all of our points. Let's go to Moat. Good morning, Nicola.
Hi, Nicola.
Morning. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
I believe your house is like a small hospital at the moment.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is.
Everybody's got the flu. Ah, Una gave it to me there before Christmas time.
It was a bad dose now, I have to say.
Dose.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, same here. Really bad. And Cooper, I can hardly hear you.
You can... Oh, hang on a sec. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes,
there you
I can.
Go. I just pressed the magic button.
You pressed the wrong button.
Hey, whoa. Nicola, I believe your dog isn't well. He's feeling a bit down in the dumps.
Yeah, he's not eating. He's like hiding away. He's just really down, yeah.
Did you bring him to the vets?
Yeah, and nothing's wrong.
Do you know now what that could possibly be?
Him being a brat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and looking for like human food. My dog sometimes does that in protest. She's like, I'm done with this, with these nuts.
I know.
Yeah, but don't give in.
I know, people have said, but I just feel guilty.
I know, you'll regret it when you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning on your hands and knees scrubbing your mother's shaggy white rug that your dog has pooped all over on. Like was my situation over Christmas. So,
just in case you're wondering where that came from.
Yeah.
And also, a dog will never go hungry. Like, it literally it will eat the food that it's put in front of it eventually.
Yeah, eventually, exactly. Yeah, yeah. What kind of doggy? What's his name?
Pablo.
That's a great name for a dog.
Great name.
I love an odd name for a dog. I love human names for dogs as well.
Right, it's Escobar, not Picasso.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just cause.
Because you liked, what was the series again?
Don't know.
Narcos.
I've not even watched it.
Yeah. Jesus. Dogs are known for burying things as well in the backyard, aren't they? All right. And thank you for coughing in.
Sorry.
Sorry. So, come here, the high score to beat is 8 this morning. You'll be fine. Listen, don't let that flu get in your way. The rules are we're going to give you a word and you've got to rhyme every answer with that word.
Yeah.
And you'll have 30 seconds to answer. So we wish you the best of luck. The word that you're rhyming with this morning is...
Jim. G-Y-M.
Okay.
G-Y-M, Jim. All right?
Yeah.
Nicola, you're at 30 seconds. Start now.
I had to be careful carrying the water cup. It was as it was filled right to the...
rim.
I go to the hairdresser for a bit of a what?
Trim.
I want to become more what now Christmas is over?
Slim.
Any of the main branches arising from the trunk of the tree are called a what?
Trunk... path.
The light was on, but it was only shining on a dim. What? What is the name of the card you put in your phone?
Sim.
I struggle to do this when I go to the beach and get in the sea.
Time is up. Oh, we got 5. Not bad, though.
You got off to a great start.
You stumbled on number 4. What was number 4, Luna?
Any of the main branches arising from the trunk of the tree are called a what? A limb.
I
didn't know that.
And I would have thought you would have known that one because at the end of a limb is a twig and the twig is the stick.
And the bog down in the valley. Yep.
There we go. Listen, you didn't do it, but listen, it was good to catch up with you. And hopefully everybody in the house feels a lot better and your dog gets over itself.
Yeah. Snuggle up to Pablo now when you're sick. Have a little snuggle.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Right,
bye,
cheers.
Nicola.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to play Rhyme It tomorrow, 087-110-2107, if you reckon that you could have answered all of those and even more, and you could win the entire contents of Una's drawers. You never know what's going to be in there. There will be iRadio goodies though, and there could be tickets, there could be half sucked chocolate bars.
If she's begun
she'll finish.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, it all got revealed what our challenges are for each other for New Year, New Fear. Are you happy with your challenge?
No, I'm not happy with my challenge because I think that it's really unfair. I think you're shaming me and my driving skills, and you're picking on my spatial awareness inability.
Well, no, it's not just me, because we get inundated with messages all the time about people who witness you out in the wild.
That was one person.
No,
two maybe.
Maybe a lot more than that. Anyway, these are a New Year, New Fear reveal.
So yesterday we were talking about what we'd like to do for the New Year, because you were saying that New Year's resolutions are a load of nonsense, but you'd be up for doing a little bit of a New Year, New Fear challenge. Something challenging. Yeah, yes. Something challenging. So we were getting loads of suggestions in from people, from everybody listening on 087-1102-107, of what challenges that you could do and what I could do as well. The funny thing is, like, most people wanted you to face something fearful. There was most of the suggestions for you. But we have made a decision of what you and I are going to do for a new year, new fear. And You know what I'm doing, and I know what you're doing, and we're going to reveal it to each other in the next few moments.
Can I just say,
yes,
I am so super excited to reveal to you what you will be doing.
I know that you're going to be really annoyed about what's been revealed, and I think everybody's going to be delighted about what's been revealed, and I don't think anybody's going to guess. Well, have we got surprises for you right now, because yesterday we were talking about Una saying that New Year's resolutions are a load of nonsense, and then we decided after a little bit of back and forth conversation, we both agreed that we would do something new, face a fear, do something a little bit wild for 2026. New year, new fear. Lots of suggestions that did come in.
Una should do a skydive.
Una should do a skydive. Many people saying...
Would I not be right in saying that Una still needs to climb Kilpatrick?
Climb Kilpatrick?
Good morning, everyone. I think Una should climb Kilpatrick since she managed to get her way out of it the last time.
Yeah, so climb
Kilpatrick. People really hold a grudge about that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, especially me in particular, because I'm the one that turned up. We're not going to talk about that now. But there is a message that did come in which really, really pushed it over the line. All right? And this is going to confirm what Una is going to be doing for her challenge. Okay? Do you want to hear the message?
Okay.
If I was ye, I wouldn't be letting her sit in an iRadio car. Jesus, bad branding for the company. That woman trying to park a car.
did that come from?
Sorry, do you want to hear that again?
No.
A woman trying to park a car.
That, oh, that because I'm a woman, is it?
No, no.
This is gendered. This is targeted.
No, Una, we've been, like, literally, why this didn't become more kind of clear to us a long time ago, we've been sent videos.
That woman.
Photos, constant voice messages, WhatsApps, constant, even you even get DMs from people saying, I see you were parked here again, of your car, parked badly, crooked, outside every day, your car looks like it's been abandoned in the empty car park. And so, Una, your challenge, should you choose to accept it, but you don't really have a choice now. You're going back to driving school, parking maneuvering course, and this is your fear challenge, okay?
Stop!
So you claim to be an amazing parker. I'm great at driving, I'm great.
Listen, I don't park, I just arrive.
So that's the problem. The biggest problem is actually your parking and your ability not to be able to park.
I'm offended. I'm really offended.
You're offended.
I'm offended. This is parking shaming.
Yeah.
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 No, this is exactly what it is. And you know, out of everyone, that I interpret space differently because of my spatial awareness issues.
And that's why we want to help you with this.
No,
because
you're
a danger to the public. You've a couple of challenges that are going to set out. Are you ready to hear what your challenges are going to be? Okay, Una, your challenges are as follows. Reverse parking into a parking space.
You know I don't reverse.
Like your basic maneuvers. Parallel park. I cannot wait for this. Like on a street in between two cars, a parallel park. Reverse around a corner.
Nobody. That does not need to be done. Nobody.
The reason reverse around a corner is in a driving test is to show how you can manage the control of a vehicle. So let's see how you can control a vehicle. And another challenge, the turnabout, otherwise known as the three-point turn. They are your challenges.
This is shocking. This is really, I mean, I can drive a car.
You can't park one, though.
I can.
You could go forwards, but you can't maneuver it into spaces backwards or forwards or sideways or anything. Yeah,
listen, I can't believe that person who said I was a terrible parker. I was shocked.
Yeah, if anybody...
And he called me that woman.
Yeah, if anybody missed that...
If I was she, I wouldn't be letting her sit in an iRadio car.
Well, good. Here's the news for you. She will be in an iRadio car.
Jesus, bad branding for the company.
Well, if it gets us noticed...
A woman trying to park a car.
I'm triggered. That woman!
Excellent. So, your first lesson is this week and your first test is this week. And we will see how you get on Friday. Yeah? Yes. We're doing that Friday, okay. New year, new fear, and I'll find out what I've got to do in just a bit.
Right, so... We're doing this new year, new fears. We're taking on challenges, yeah. And apparently, I'm going back to driving school.
Yeah.
Because I've got to do another driving test because apparently people think I can't park properly.
That woman trying to park a car.
Yeah.
That woman trying to park a... Just triggered by that sentence, woman. Anyway, that's all fine. I'm taking it on the chin. I'm going back to driving school. Whatever, I'm going to learn all my maneuvers. Whatever. Okay. Cooper, would you like to know what your challenge is?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, here. I'm going to give you a little hint first, okay? Take a listen to this.
How are you, lad? Is this Patrick?
Speaking, yeah.
How are you? Mickey Mooney's my name. I see you're selling a heifer there on Dundee.
I had one up in Dundee, yeah.
She's not there anymore.
No. Why are you ringing for Mickey?
Mooney's Limited. She was a fine heifer, all right. She was a prime bit of heifer now, nice and beefy. Beef to the heels like a Mullingar heifer. Do you have any more?
I still have the heifer for sale, yeah.
How much are we talking?
€1,000.
You can't do anything better, no, 900.
No. Where are you ringing me from?
From Mullingar Heifers.
From Mullingar Heifer?
Yeah. How are the others? Does she like to be squeezed?
Okay, so what am I going doing? Cattle selling? Am I going milking cows? What's going on?
Oh, milking cows. You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I've always wanted
You'd
to milk
love
a cow.
Go with the udders. Yeah. No dice. No dice. You, my friend, are going to be taking over my prank call.
Not a hope
for
in
the
hell.
Month of January.
No
except,
way.
Except,
no
your
way.
Prank calls aren't going to be on the phone. They're going to be live, face to face, with me in your ear telling you what to say in certain scenarios.
Whoa.
Boom! Give me that noise. Give me the vuvuzela.
Oh, you want your...
Yes! Yeah!
Okay. Woo-hoo! Sorry, hang on a second. So, you know I love that you do the prank calls.
Yeah, yeah.
And because I just couldn't face it.
Because you got noli-roli.
Noli-roli.
Well, you want to grow a pair,
that's
my friend.
That's proper fear, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because you were going out and about and... I am in you. You have to say everything that I tell you.
So I'm going to have a little earphone in my ear. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what to say, and I'm going to send you out to different scenarios. So you are taking over my prank calls for the month of January.
That's a bigger task than bloody parking a car now.
Well, according to you, I can't park, so it's not. And according to the man who said that woman can't park
a car.
That
woman trying to park a car.
Like nobody, yeah. It's like that's a thing that, like, you're going to, I'm not going to benefit from this.
Yeah, oh, no, but I will.
You're the one who... So I've got to, you're going to be in my ear and I've got to go... Are these strangers or is this prearranged or what's going on?
No. You're just going to send you into certain situations.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I actually feel sick at the thought of going in and I can't say what I want to say.
No, it's what I tell you to say. And guess what?
What?
It's starting today. Give me the vuvuzela noise again. God, you're really slow with that
today.
It's
just a horn.
Just give me the horn.
Are you okay?
Skip it. That came out wrong. Anyway, how excited are you to be doing pranks?
I actually genuinely, if this is what anxiety feels like, I don't like it. My stomach is in knots. I feel like I've eaten all the cheese again.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
I'm absolutely dreading, like, once we finish this podcast now, we're literally hitting the road and you're bringing me to an undisclosed location, putting an earphone in my ear and you're just going to talk me through what I have to do wherever the hell we're going.
I am so excited about this. I am like a child on Christmas Eve. I am going to go hell for leather on this, my friend. You are going to be mortified for years. These videos are going to go viral. They're going to be that funny.
Now that you said it, they won't.
They will. So I'm manifesting.
You couldn't manifest a fart.
And today, he's going to have an itchy bum bum.
Here's truth or trash.
Truth or trash. Okay, so truth or trash is where we each bring a fact to the show and we're always learning things. And has been bringing some real facts recently, which has been nice, except yesterday.
Yeah.
It was just Monday you did a true fact. Okay, Donald, here we go. Over to you, live in Studio One. What have you got for us?
Yes, Rowan Atkinson, the famous actor, Mr. Bean, he once saved a plane from crashing in Kenya.
I'll say that's true.
He's in a new movie, actually, at the moment.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
And Man vs. Baby.
That's it.
Ah.
Oh, is that a series or a film?
I don't know.
Oh, I think it's...
He's in a new thing.
Yeah.
Which is streaming now. Because it was Man vs. Bee before it was the last one, wasn't it? Mm.
Man vs. Bean. Is it Mr. Bean?
No, Bee.
Go Bee.
Buzz.
Yeah. Buzz. Sorry.
So he said, what?
I just wanted to... Mr. Bean. Oh, he's just carry on. I gotta say that's true.
Do you know, it sounds like something that could be true because he is very skilled. He's very mechanical as well. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna say, true.
True, you'd both be right. Yeah, it was his birthday recently as well. And
he
was on a private jet in Kenya and the driver, the pilot just passed out.
Oh, Christ.
And his family were on it as well. So he took over.
The pilot's family?
No, Mr. sorry. Rowan Atkinson's family was on the plane.
Was Teddy there?
And he...
Teddy was co-pilot.
He's the co-pilot. So yeah, and he saved everyone. Yeah.
You know, there's a theory because of the opening credits of Mr. Bean that he is an alien.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
That who's an alien?
Mr. Bean. Yeah.
The way he lands.
He lands down on the street and then the beam of light.
Oh, okay.
And also, there's only 15 episodes of Mr. Bean.
What?
Yeah. That's mad, isn't it?
There you go.
My God.
Facts in your face.
Okay.
All right, my facts. You ready for this one? This is especially for you, Una. All right, because of.
A woman trying to park a car.
Okay. We did a Chinese fact yesterday as well. We've got another one for you. In China, there are women-only parking spaces, often painted pink, which are sometimes 50% wider to accommodate drivers who struggle with parking or need extra room for car seats.
That is so gendered and sexist. Now, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't appreciate more...
A woman trying to park a car.
Stop it. Stop it.
By the way, if you missed it, Zuna's getting parking testing done with an official
driving lessons and testing
to see how she can get on parking. That's her challenge.
They should come. They should be bigger spaces. Do you know what I mean?
I think in general, car spaces are too small anyway.
They are too small.
Yeah.
In China, there's something in my head telling me this is true, so I'm going to say it's true.
Lock it in, Una.
Locked in.
Lock it in.
I'm going to go with true off the back of car seats and things and getting kids out and things like that, like you just said.
Locked in. It is true, yeah. There's a picture of it there. It's nice and pink.
Oh, wow.
It's huge.
That is very sexist.
I think that they should be spaces should be that size anyway.
Yeah, no, they should be that size.
Let us in, get in there. Absolutely, because when you come across people like you, Una, who
a woman trying to park a car,
who's parked in two spaces. But
do you know what they could do in China? Instead of having like the pink picture of the woman, they just have a blue picture of a man with an X going across and saying "No men allowed." How about that? That would make it less sexist.
No men allowed.
Yeah, patriarchy. Don't get me started. Anyway.
We're here for it, Una. Come on.
Right. The podcast later. Okay. No, it's my fact now. My turn.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Right. In a recent study from Maynooth University.
Good on you.
Yeah, people who purchase...
Which department?
History, politics and social studies. People who purchase scented toilet roll in an attempt to perfume their wiping experience are twice as likely to suffer from gastro/gut issues and are trying desperately to cover up their rotten scent. The consumer behaviour study also found these people are trying to be posh. Experts say it's a classic notions purchased by smelly bottom folk.
We found out
this morning. Well, I found out in a car journey yesterday. Cooper's opening line of conversation was, OMG, Una, have you bought any of the watermelon scented toilet rolls lately? They're amazing. My whole toilet smells fantastic.
It was a TikTok shop.
He was so delighted with himself.
The influencers like it. If they're like, you know... Sorry, what was your fact? No.
Trash book.
It is so funny. It's like you go on about your body talking to you, you know, listen to your body, listen to the thing, love your feet, love your bottom.
Yeah, as soon as I buy something,
a nice treat for my bottom.
Oh, so it was a purchase for your bum. Well, why did you say that in the first place?
What do you expect me to do with this?
Because the way you were saying it was like, oh, you don't have to light any candle to spray any nice sprays in there
anymore. That's the bonus part of it.
Because when you walk in, it's just all this beautiful watermelon scent. It's just delightful.
A woman trying to park the car.
Stop playing that!
Trash. Lock it in.
It's true. It's 100% true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. True.
Because I know the head of that department and he was the one who recommended that watermelon.
Notions!
It's not notions!
It is, and everyone's agreeing with me. We had a voice note earlier on from Soup in Galway who said, anyone who purchases scented toilet paper has their head up their bum.
There's no proof of that. We lost that audio and we deleted him as a friend.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There was one thing that we did today on the show. I really enjoyed this. It was looking back on things that are 10 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shock, yeah. All the nostalgia, all the feels.
I love the way that you had to Google what a fidget spinner was.
I couldn't remember what a fidget spinner was. I wasn't fidget spinning with the fidgety spinner thing. I fidget with other things. Do you know what I mean?
We'll keep it in. So it's 2026, and we found a list of things which are 10 years old, Una. This is absolutely going to blow your mind, right? What are your favourite things to do? And I know you love to do it because you think you're down with the kids, and that is dabbing. 10 years old now, let it go, Una.
Yeah, I love to dab.
There is another thing that I still think that this is definitely still a thing because it's a challenge, it's a skill. I don't think you've ever managed to do it because I don't think you'll entertain it because I'd say you think it's stupid. Is bottle flip.
I've actually done it and nailed it.
Have you?
Yeah.
No way.
When it was a thing, yes.
10 years ago it was a thing. Fidget spinners. Can you believe that was 10 years ago? Yeah. Fidget spinners. I still love a fidget spinner just sitting there.
I can't place a fidget spinner.
You can't place it?
No.
Really?
Really?
It's a little plastic thing, and it's got a ball bearing, and then you just fidget spin it around, and there was people doing tricks and stuff.
See, oh, look? Yeah.
Can you place it now that you've Googled
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Very good.
Shut up, Bob.
There's a couple of bits of music that is 10 years old now. Drake and Rihanna. Well, Rihanna doesn't really say much in anything apart from one.
Wow.
Can you believe that Chainsmokers Closer is 10 years old? Oh my god.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I love that tune. One of my favourite movies, I didn't realise it was this old either, is...
All you need now is a suit and a nickname, like Wade the Wisecracker or Scaredevil. Captain Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool. 10 years old now. Who would have thought it?
I thought it was older, actually.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
I know, I'm just trusting the old research department here that it is that. The Mannequin Challenge. Do you remember the Mannequin Challenge?
Oh, my God.
Everybody stood still.
When that was done right, it was epic.
Do you remember the song from the Mannequin Challenge?
No. That girl is a real crowd,
please. Small world, all the friends know of me. There you go.
Very good. All the nostalgia feels.
This came up on my feed last week for some reason. Maybe it was because it is 10 years old and it actually still made me laugh. I watched it from start to finish and I laughed my backside off. And that is Chewbacca Mom.
Here we go. Yes! Now watch when my mouth actually moves.
So she bought a Chewbacca costume, mask from the toy store. So Chewbacca is...
I know Chewbacca.
From Star Wars. Yeah. Okay. Just explain. Oh, no, just
sorry. Yeah, of course, right.
And you put the mask on, but when you open your mouth, it actually starts making the sound. And she found this hilarious. And because she's laughing, the mask continues to do the Chewbacca sound. And she's just continues...
That's not me making that noise. It's the mask. Oh, I'm such a happy Chewbacca!
So, happy 10th birthday. Oh, also, brilliant. Instagram rebranded and introduced stories. Facebook Live started happening, and my screen has just gone completely blank here. Here we go. No, it's gone. All right, there you go. So, plenty of things to be celebrating with your 10 years old. The Moana movie, Deadpool, Captain America, Civil War. And there you go. So, I think one of my favourite things, so Una, which I have to treat you to this. And this is still a favourite in our house when you get Alexa to do it. B-A-B. Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. So when you have a pen and an apple and another pen and a pineapple, you've got a pen pineapple
apple pen.
I have a pen.
I have an apple. Apple pen. Come on.
I have a pen.
I have a pineapple. Pineapple pen. You ready? Apple pen. Pineapple pen.
Pen pineapple apple pen.
Yes. Love that.
All right, the weekend, cry for me on the way.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Well, there you go. That is our podcast, Breakfast Rolled. And if you haven't got the new Go Loud app, go get it now, because there's loads of little treats in there that you can join in and listen to, which is nice. We'll see you tomorrow morning for our new year, new fear, our first challenge. My
Woo!
Own.
Giddy up, the year of the horse.
What are you doing? Is there horses involved?
Maybe.
Oh, God.
Maybe.